Rabbi David Potash.
Shalom Aleichem, good morning. Beis Hashem, today we'll think we'll split up the shiur, a little bit of Dvar Halacha, a little bit on the parasha. In regard to Dvar Halacha, there's a common shaila which comes up, Baruch Hashem Bezoicha, in our generation, that we're to Arichas Yomim, as many people have elderly parents who are not able to look after themselves, they're not in an old age home, and they have home help, a goy. And there's nobody else around, and the goy, the home help, looks after them the whole day long. And the shaila is, what about Bishul Akum? The goy is cooks for the parent, and there's a serious shaila here of Bishul Akum. Chazal were goyzer that certain things were cooked by a goy, we're not allowed to eat. There's two tnoim that make something awesome from Bishul Akum. One is that is a type of food that's oil al shulchan malachim. There's something that would be served at a royal banquet by something that the Rambam says that somebody would serve it to a visitor, a davar choshuv. That's one tonight we need. The second tonight we need is there's got to be something that cannot be eaten raw. So anything which fulfills these two tnoim cannot be eaten raw and it's oil al shulchan malachim. If a goy cooks it for a yid, the yid's not allowed to eat it. Now, something as simple as an egg, the Gemara says in the Kapaskin Shulchan Aruch, is included in Bishul Akum, because eggs are Oila Shulchan Malachim, and the fact that Chazonim swallow raw eggs, that doesn't make it something which is really Roy Lachila Chai, doesn't make it that it's really Roy, it's not called a normal Achila. So an egg, a poshita egg, has got a shaila of Bishul Akum. If a goy fries an egg or cooks or boils an egg, it's awesome to even from Bishul Akum. Now, the reason behind the Gezeira Bishul Akum, the Gemara says, is Mishum Chasnas. That means that Chazal were afraid if we socialize with a goy, then Chas V'Sholem, somebody will come to marry a goyish woman. Or the other way around. That's what it says in the Gemara. Rashi says, and another time, Rashi says, Shema Yachilenu Dvoy Masurim. That the goy might, when he cooks for you, he might come to mix in it Dvoy Masurim. So Tosfos picks up on the Rashi. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Ches, he says Rashi is mechadesh in Yotam. However, Tosfos is maskim. The Be'etzem Shavayu Isnu Bei. There's two tamim. There's two tamim for the Isra of Bishul Akum. One is for socializing reasons that we don't want Yid to Chas V'Sholem end up marrying a goy. Another reason is for kashrus reasons that we're afraid that the goy will mix or non-kosher food or swap the food for non-kosher food. And that's why Chazal asked Bishul Akum. We'll get to that. Right. Okay, so now that you mentioned it, so we know there's Haterim for Bishul Akum. If a Yid takes part in his Mishtatev in the Bishul. There's a big Machloikas, Rishonim and Machloikas in Halacha, how much the Yid has to take part in that Bishul. According to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, that means the Mechaba, he has to be Mishtatev, he has to take part in the Bishul, only up until the point of Machol Ben Rasoi. That means up to the point of where it's been cooked a third. If it's been cooked a third already by a goy, then it's too late. Even if the Yid cooks the rest of it, it's too late. The Ramah, however, holds. The Ramah says no. The Ramah says that any stage, that based on the Rosh and on the Tosfos, other Rishonim, that any stage which the Yid takes part in the Bishul, then he's matzlit from the Isra Bishul Akum, and even if he just throws in a piece of wood or switches on a fire, according to the Ramah, it's enough. But according to the Mechaba, that's not enough. I call upon him. So now, legabin in what's negea to house help. So there's a Tosfos brings a shita of Rebbe Avrom, original called Rebbe Avrom. Rebbe Avrom says a chiddush that if a goy cooks in the Yid's house. If the goy cooks in Yid's house, there's no Isra Bishul Akum. Why not? He says, there's no Isra Mishum Chasnas. And there's no issa of Shema, there's no chashash Shema yachilenu dvarim tumeim. Why not? Why is there no issa mishum chasnas? He doesn't explain, but mistama the svara is because it's not a social setting. If the goy is, if a yid is going to the goy, so it's most probably a social setting, and on that there's a chashash of chasnas. Mashenken, if the goy is cooking in the yid's house, so that's not a social setting. And what about Shema yachilenu dvarim asuim? So that Tosfos says that we assume there's no dvarim asuim in the yid's house. And therefore, so Rabbi Avraham says it's mutter. That's what Tosfos brings. Rabbeinu Tam very strongly is choylek on this sheet of Rabbi Avraham, and he says no, that it's still also. Even if the goy cooks in the yid's house, it's still also. Why is it also? So the Beis Yosef says because it's a loy plug. It's a loy plug. The Chazal asked b'chol oif. The Bach says. Much more than that. The Bach says that even though normally in a yid's house we assume there's no dvarim asurim, and the goy is not going to be swap anything ingredients in the yid's house for dvarim asurim, but there's still a kashash, the goy might bring from outside. He's a poshto kashash, he might bring dvarim asurim from outside and replace it with the kosher ingredients. So the Torah brings Rabbeinu Tam is choylek, and the Torah paskins like Rabbeinu Tam, and that's how we paskin. The choyah, we'll see soon, Be'ez Hashem, maybe we can use Rabbi Avraham for a sniff. But Me'ikra Adin, the Torah and Shulchan Aruch paskin, that even if the goy cooks in the yid's house, there's no heter for Bishul Akum, unless we have one of the normal heterim that the yid lights the fire, etc. So here, the Rishonim discuss, what about Avodim and Shvochos, the maids, and home helps, that are permanent. The Rishonim discussed this over here. So the Ramban says, the Beis Yosef brings Ramban, Orchos Chaim Shem Ramban. Ramban says, Ois and Shvochos are knuyim lonim. There was a mitzvah in the days of the Rishonim, maybe like there was, like there is in South Africa, where we had slave servants, they were knuyim, they were bought, and they became part of the household. So says Ramban, Ois and Shvochos are knuyim lonim. Those maidservants that are bought by us, so their cooking is mutter. Why? Now let's first just differentiate. The Torah says that we know there's a din of Eved Kenani. An Eved Kenani is somebody who buys a goy to work for him, but an Eved Kenani has to have mila and tvila, and for a woman she has to have tvila. It's like a semi-gerus. The Rambam says that an Eved Kenani is a klal goy yotzav, a klal Yisrael alay nichnas. He's something in between. He's in limbo, but he's had mila and tvila. The shame avdus. What?
He can eat
shomer kochim. Yeah, he's chayv mitzvot keisha. But that's the lashon Rambam. So the Ramban over here is not talking about an Eved Kenani that had mila and tvila, or shivka that had tvila. The shame avdus. He's talking about oiz and shivka is a knuyis lonu, but they were bought, but they did not have mila and or tvila. So, but says Ramban, for PK, and even though they've not got the din of Eved Kenani, since the Knuyas Lonu, so he says that there's a mitzvah of Shvisa of these maidservants and these Avonim on Shabbos, that's included in Avtuch Vamoscho, that they have to have Shvisa on Shabbos, and his Loshen is that his Konel and Amaisa Yodov, Muzah Allah B'Shabbos Min HaTorah, the less of a Chal Goyim. He's not considered b'chal goyim l'gabi bishul akum, v'hilch lesser b'chal gzeirus did hu. V'chei noagu. So he says Ramban, that those shifus l'knuis lonu, they don't have a din of bishul akum. The his loshen is, it's oysa melech is Yisrael. A little bit mash what the svara is. He's like yad adoinoi. He's like yad is yad Yisrael. It's just an extension of the yad of the Yisrael. So oysa shifus l'knuis lonu, says Ramban, that there's no issa of bishul akum. However, that the Ra'ah, who's actually Talmud the Ramban, he argues the Ramban, and his lashon is the Beis Yosef brings it. Afal pisha das noitel dvarav, even though the svara would seem to be like the Ramban. Bal nefesh roi la'achmo la'atzmoi v'chein kosav ha'rashbo v'onu noigin issa b'bishulein afilu b'diavad al-kan l'shonu. So the Rashbo and the Ra'ah argue with the Ramban. And they say that even Ois and Shivkos are Knuyis Lonu, which was, we were actually kind of them. Afal Pi Kein, there's an Issa of Bishul Akum Filu B'diavad. Now, as a result of this, the Achronim then go into other types of kinyonim of these types of maidservants, these type of maids. The Ramban is Mekel, and the Rashba is Machmir. And they talk about, what about a woman who's hired? She's not Knuya Slonu. She's hired, her home helper, she's hired for a year, for 6 months, without a kinyan. Just sign a contract, a verbal contract, she's hired for us. So l'chayra, it should be even worse. If the Rashba and the Ra hold that even Knuya Slonu doesn't help, so Kolshken if she's tam hired. However, the Darkei Moshe brings that the minig is lahokel. So the minig was lahokel with hired help. So what's the reason for this? So there's three svaras which are given here in the Achronim. The Darkei Moshe brings the Issa v'heta that says b'shem l'marai, which is the Trumas Hadeshen, that says that b'kama mekoymos noigin lahati laniach shvachos goyis levashel v'litzos v'bayis. So what's the heter? So says the Darkei Moshe, "V'efshe shesomcho ahar di efshe shleichat echum ne'abayis begecholim." So he says it's an interesting svara. He says since there's bnei bayis around, so it's mistaba that somebody came in and looked at what's going on, looked at what's cooking, stoked the fire a little bit, maybe switched on the fire. So we're soimach that mistama yid had something to do with the bishul, took part in the bishul. And therefore, that's why the Marai, the Trumas Hadeshen, said that the minig was lahati. It's obviously a very shvach, a very weak heter.
Perhaps she's worried that she'll lose her job if they find out.
What?
She'll lose her job.
If what?
If they find out, so she's scared, so she won't do it.
If that's Legabi bringing Dvorim Masurim, that's Legabi, but Legabi Chasnus, so it's still Slechashash Chasnus because of Loi Pluk. That's, yeah. So this is a very, very, very shvach heter, very weak heter. But that's as far as the Marai wants to give to the Minik. Then there's another Svara, which the Ramban in a different place in Tshuvas mentions, and the Ramban himself is Doichi. The Lashon Ramban is Yesh Mabusim Nos Natam Lahati Bavodim Shvachos, which are not Knuyos Lanu, Mishum De'en Chasnas V'Kir V'Das Lebemish Oyser Brit Soynay Ma'avas Yisrael. The whole Oyle Chashash Chasnas is when he's inviting you, he wants to socialize with you, and he's doing it miritzoinoi. But a hired help, that's what he's hired to do, that's what he's contracted to do, he's got to do it whether he likes it or not. And therefore there's no kirvadas. So that's another svara why it might be mutter. But the Ramban himself is masik the ain on the soimchon hazeh, that we're not soimach on this svara either. So what are we left with? So then the Darkei Moshe says, the only thing we're left with is this first shitter of Rebbe Avram, that which we brought. The Rebbe Avram says that v'chlal, a guy who's cooking in the house of a yid, there's no bishul akum. So Darkei Moshe says, maybe it's the minig was soimach on this svara, even though it was nitcha by Rebbe Matan. So the halacha l'maaseh is brought in Shulchan Aruch as follows. The Shulchan Aruch says in Yerodea Kufi Gimel Sif Dalet, he says, Yesh mi shema, this is Lashon of the Mechaba, Yesh mi shemate v'shvoches shalonu, Yesh mi sheoitza afilu b'dievet. So here the Shach explains, the Shach too is explaining it, but the most possible Shach is that the first shita, the Yesh mi shemate v'shvoches shalonu, is the Ramban's shita. The Ramban that is talking about shvoches haknuyos, that they were bought. And that the Yesh Mishamat is Ramban, the Yesh Mishayos of Philip Diavad is the Rashba. Now we have a klal in the Mechaba. When the Mechaba brings stam v'yesh, if he brings aloha and then he says v'yesh oimrin, then aloha is like stam. But where he brings a double v'yesh, where he brings Yesh Mishayomer and Yesh Mishayomer, or Yesh Oimrim Yesh Oimrim, then the aloha is like the second shita. So here the Mechaba doesn't bring stam. He says Yesh Mishamati for Yesh Misha Oysa. So the halacha is like, according to the Mechaba, like the Oysa, but Philip B'Dievet. So the Mechaba is paskening that even Shvachas or Knuyos, even a Shivcha which is bought, there's an Issa of Bishul Akum, even though she's in the house of the Yisrael, and even though she's bought, and even though we have all the Svaras, even though there's a Yid around who might put on the fire, and even though we have a Rabbi Shitz Rabbi Avram, and even though she's got no choice in the matter, Afal Pikein, the Mechaba Paskins, it's awesome. So it comes out for Sfadim that there's no Eitzah. There's no etza for a home help who's looking after a zokin, and there's nobody else around, and the home help cooks for the zokin, a filo an egg, then it's also filo b'diavet. So the only etza would be for svadim is that to have somebody from the family come in. It's a very big tircha. It's a big bother. But to save the zokin for bishul akum, the only etza is to have a yid, a neighbor, or somebody from the family come in and light the fire. There is one practical etza which I heard, and that is that to have an electric stove and leave it on very low the whole time. And that way, that even if the goy switches it up, that doesn't matter, because as long as the yid lit the fire, that's okay. But that, again, that for Sfardim is also a problem. The emphasis for Sfardim is also a problem, because for Sfardim, just lighting the stove is not enough.
The lighting is just the mamah.
The lighting is only the ramah helps, right? Right. If again for Sfardim, it's also going to be a problem. So for
what? Some switches are graduated. Some switches switch off the normal.
So that would also be a problem. So it's very not posh. The point of this discussion is that it's very, very not posh, and one has to find, especially for Sfardim, one has to find some type of a practical aid so that somebody should be able to come in. It's going to be come out a few times a day and light the fire. So now, what about the Ramah? The Ramah then says on this machaber, "Uvidiyaved yeshlis mechadiv matirin." So first of all, the Ramah says that bidiyaved with soimich on Ramban, but this says the Shach. But this only helps us if the machaber is talking about shvachas aknuyos. This only helps us for shvachas aknuyos, which we don't have nowadays. But then the Shachar has a kasha, because the Ramah goes right and says, "Afilu lechatchila noig in a hokel beBeis Yisrael, sheshvokas avodim mevashlim beBeis Yisrael, ki yevshle chat echol neabayis maat." So the Shachar says this doesn't fit in with the avodis aknuyos. This is not talking about avodis aknuyos like we saw before. That here is quoting the Isavahetim Shem, the Marayv Shem, the Trum Sadeshan. They're not talking about shvokas aknuyos. They're talking about head help. So why is the Ramah starting off by saying b'diavad yeshlis mechadiv matirin and then jumping into the hired help? So the Shach says the Ramah seems to understand that the Mechaber was not only talking about shvachas aknuyos, but when the Mechaber brings the two shittas, he was talking about hired help as well. So even though the Mechaber is certainly machmir, but in that the Ramah is makel even a b'diavad on hired help. But it's only b'diavad. That means once the goy has cooked it, it's mutter to eat it, but the chatchila one certainly shouldn't do it. But then when the Ramah, that's the beginning of the Ramah. But the other yishlis machadiv matin. But when the Ramah fears ois and says afila chatchila noig in a hokel beBeis Yisrael sheshvokes va'avodim avashlem beBeis Yisrael ki ef shleichat echom le'abayis. So there, here the Ramah is saying chatchila we are soimech on this shvachas svara of the Trumas HaDeshen, that if there's people going in and out, there's people in the house, Mr. Thomas, somebody did something to the fire. So the problem with this is, the way we have an old person just living on his own with the goy, there's nobody else around. So we know that nobody else lit the fire. So Mele, the Lachatchila of the Ramah, still doesn't help us. So the only thing we can be soimich on is that the Taz says, in spite of all this, the Taz says that Kosova is a heta. Gam be'elu lahat be'diavad b'smeichal Rabbi Avraham shemei v'ator shebe'beis Yisrael ein b'm shem bishul evichom af v'gav d'loy kaim lon kvosei. So it says the Taz again only b'diavad. B'diavad the only eitz is to be soimach on this shit of Rabbi Avraham that the Rishonim were all doicha. The Rabbi Avraham holds that a stam or goy cooking in the house of Yisrael is mutter. So what comes out is that be'etzem that for Ashkenazim b'diavad if the goy had already cooked it is mutter to eat. But lachatchila to be soimach, the goy should do it lachatchila is being soimach on very shvach ha'eterim. So if there's absolutely no eitzah, as ema lasot, there's nothing more to do. That's already called the b'diavad situation, and we have to rely on that. But lachatchila, the family, friends, etc., the achraim, those responsible, should make sure that there's somebody going in to light the fire or to have the cooking done by somewhere else. This is what comes out halacha l'maisa. That unfortunately I haven't got an eitzah for you, but I just want to remind the tzibur that this is a very common shaila nowadays, and it's something that needs taken care of.
So
Yeah, that's also good. But if one light was, it stays on the whole time, and then to transfer the light, that's okay. That's also said. But again, only for Ashkenazi. I want to speak a little bit about the parasha. Parasha Zamaraglim, Yodua, at the end of the parasha ends off with some seemingly unrelated subjects. Straight after the parasha of Zamaraglim, we have the parasha of the Nesochim. So the Torah tells us that when we bring Korbanos, Oilav, and Shlomim, that we have to accompany it with Nesochim, with wine on the Mizbeach, with Menachos, oil, and flour, soiles, Sukkot time we have Nischei HaMayim. So the Torah commands us the Parasha of Nesochim. After that, we have the Parasha of Challah, Hafroshos Challah. And at the end of the parasha of tzitzit. And the Mefarshim are wondering what is the connection between these three parashas and the parasha of the Meraglim. The whole of the parasha of Shlach Lecha is concentrating on the parasha of the Meraglim, the gzeira of Klai Yisrael in the Midbar. What are these parashas got to do with the parasha of Meraglim? So we have Epeter Remez in the Sfornoi. The Sfornoi says. In the parasha of Challah, the Sfornoi says as follows: Challah terimu truma. Acha chet ha-meraglim hitzich gam ha-challah. After the chet of the meraglim, the Torah brings what was necessary to be mechadish the mitzvah of Challah. Leman yiru'im shetochol bracha b'batein. So the Klal Yisrael should be fitting for blessing for bracha to be mashpia mashupa in the houses. Ka'omru v'reishis ari sitzeichem, it says in the Pasuk in Yecheskel, v'reishis ari sitzeichem titnu la'kohen, you should give the first of your dough, challah, to the kohen, l'anyach bracha v'isecha, so you should bring bracha to your house, that's in Furshah Pasuk in Yecheskel. So what's going on here? What's the Sfona telling us? That after the Pasha Meraglim was necessary for us to have a mitzvah challah, so that we can bring bracha into the house. What's going on? The Sfona also discusses why the Parsha Nesochim was Nischadish. There he says something which also needs a Hezbah, which I don't know if we're going to talk about today, but he says in the Parsha Nesochim was Nischadish, he says, Hine ado egel haya korban reach nikoyach bezulas mincha nesochim. Up until the time of the egel, every korban was accepted berotzen if lived before Kodesh Baruch Hu without the Nesochim. Ki inyan behevel of Noach of Avram, we find a Hevel, Noach of Avram, all offered up korbanos without Nesochim. And they were all accepted. Like just before Matan Torah, they were makriv oilos and shlomim. We don't find that they offered it up together with the nesochim of the wine and the mincha. And after the chet of egel says the Sfornoi, the Pasuk of Kodesh Baruch Hu is mechayvas to accompany it with nesachim of wine and mincha. Umeoz shechotu b'meraglim hitzich mincha nesachim hach shegam korban yochid. And after the chet of meraglim, there was a Kodesh Baruch Hu also was matzachas to bring nesachim of the korban yochid. And this Sfornoi needs a tremendous hezbah. I'll call upon him. But the second Sfornoi is what I want to concentrate on today. The second Sfornoi says that after the chet of meraglim, it was necessary to be mafrish chalal haniach brocha b'isecho. What's the pshat? So there's a very unbelievable and beautiful Sfasemes. Sfasemes says that what did the Meraglim want? What did the Dora Midbar want? The Dora Midbar wanted to stay in the Midbar. Why? It's partial why. The Dora Midbar were living an idyllic life. They had mon min hashamayim. In the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu, the mon came down every day. I don't need to be marich. Everybody knows about the man. Whatever one wanted to taste, that was the taste it had. If somebody was a tzaddik, the Chazal say, the Gemara in Yuma, that he didn't need to prepare anything, even though it says, Bishle b'poro v'chula, that was for Beninim or Rishoyim, but a tzaddik, he didn't have to prepare the man. There was no preparation to do, there was no shayla of Bishle Akum. Everything was ready for him. If he was a tzaddik, he didn't have to go too far away. He would find it outside his home, and it was lechem abirim ochal ish. There was no, it didn't cause any bodily side effects. They didn't have to go to the bathroom. They lived a life like Malachim. Mon min ha-shamayim. And we know that Mammon was something that also brought them to tremendous emunah and bitachon. The Gemara says in Yuma that the Talmidim asked Rav Shimon ben Yochai, why is it that the Mammon didn't fall once a week, once a month? A person gets his wages every weekly, monthly. Why did the Mammon have to fall every day? To matria, to a tircha kevyochel klapi Shemaya, and a tircha for them too. Says Rav Shimon ben Yochai that it's poshut. He says a head of the family who had 5, 10 children, if he would have enough in his storehouse to feed his whole family for a month, he wouldn't think about the Bar Yonah. But if he only was given for one day, he's going to think, Bar Yonah, what's going to be tomorrow? And for tomorrow he'll daven for more. So it was the man was a daily opportunity to come close to Kodesh Baruch and daven to Bar Yonah. And then Bizchus Miriam, the Be'er HaMayim. The Be'er HaMayim was Mayim Chaim, sweet water. And the Rashi says in Parashat Zois HaBrocha, they didn't have to go to the Be'er. That the Nesim would with their staffs, with their rods, they would draw a small canal from the Be'er to their camp. And from there, they draw small canals to each and every oil, and the mime of the Be'er came and flowed by every single tent, by every single oil, and this was what they had to drink, mime and Hashemayim, with no tikh, no time to draw it, and the Ananim, and the Bizchutz Aaron HaKohen, Ananya Kovit for 7 Ananya Kovit for protecting them from all the sides, from front, back, right, left, up and down. And the seventh Anon, which went before them, which reduced all the mountains to flat land and raised all the valleys, so it should be easy for them to walk. The Anonim, which protected them from the Nechoshim and Akrovim, it protected them from the winds and from the sun. They were fully protected, and this was a life that they wanted to continue. This was a life that they were Oisik with Torah, like the Torah Gemara Chazal say, like Nitna Torah, El El Eich Le'amon. Torah was given to Eich Le'amon because this was a Dor that could learn the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any worries, without any daggers, no daggers panosa, no daggers of shelter, housing. They didn't need anything. And this was really what their incentive for wanting to stay in the middle, not going to Eretz Yisrael. Where was the mistake? What was the mistake? Says the Sfas Emes, the mistake was twofold. Number one, we have to learn not to rely on the zchuyos of other people. The zchuyos of Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, Mon b'zchus Moshe, and the Be'er b'zchus Miriam, and the Anonim b'zchus Aaron HaKohen. We can't rely on the zchuyos of other people. We have to provide our own zchuyos. That's number one. Number two, says the Tzvas Emes, that the Olam Hazeh is Olam HaAvodah. It's Olam HaTikun. It's a place where we have to take Olam Hazeh and use it for the right purposes. But just to live like a malach on Olam Hazeh, that's not our taklis. Well, Kodesh Baruch Hu created us with a guf. He created us as a Dove Gashmi. He created us in the Gashmistic world. And we have to take the Gashmi, the guf, and the Gashmistic world and use it for Ruchnias. So says the Sfas Emes that as the message that Kodesh Baruch Hu was giving them after the Chet HaMeraglim, Ribbono Shloim said, you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael and I have for you 3 mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Nesachim, the mitzvah of Challah, and the mitzvah of Tzitzis. Says the Sfas Emes, the mitzvah of Nesachim is keneged the Be'er HaMayim. The mitzvah of Challah is keneged the Mon. And the mitzvah of Tzitzis is keneged Ananya Kovit. The mitzvah of Nesachim is keneged the Be'er HaMayim. It says the Gemara, famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Nitzchu lefonai mayim b'chag v'avorach lechem gishmei brocha. If you menasech mayim on the Mizbeach, and Mistom is included in this, all the Nesachim is as a schus for this, you'll have Gishmei Brocha. So you're worried about the Be'er, you're worried about having the panos of the Be'er. If you're oisek in the avoda of Nesachim, you'll be schus that, you'll have my Challah. Mitzvah Challah says as fornoi, as it says in Yecheskel, the mitzvah Challah is, Loshen is, Reishis HaYitzitzechem Titnu LaKoyin LaHoniach Brocha LaBeisecha. You're worried about having mon. You're worried about your panosa. If you have a schus of hafroshes chala, which Kachmoko gave, that's what's going to bring you the bracha of the mon when you come of mon when you come to Eretz Yisrael. And you're worried about protection. You need anonym to protect you from chayis rois, from the winds of the ruchnistika winds which are affecting in every single dirt. Tzitzis and arba kamfuris kususchem from the right, the front and the back, the right and the left, mizrach mayrev tzofim v'dorim. The tzitzis are protection. For u'isam oisot zechatem is kol mitzvot Hashem. It reminds you of the mitzvahs. And it will lo yisotzurach re'levavchem achreinechem. It will, the tzitzis have the skula to get rid of bad machshavos and bad re'iyos. The tzitzis is overall protection. Tzitzis are moedik ha'shmira. You need ananya kovid. Tzitzis, that's your ananya kovid in the schus of tzitzis. And with these mitzvahs, you'll be misakin. The two things you need to be misakin. Number one, we don't rely on Moshe and Aaron and Miriam. We have to rely on our own schuyos. You need to have the input yourself with your own schuyos, with hakrovis nesokim, with levisha tzitzis, and with hafroshes chala. And that's number one. And number two, remember, we're here, we're not malachim. We're here in a gashim stika world. We need to take the world and be misakin it, and use the world for ruchnius. We need to take the wine and the water and the flour and the oil. Nesokim b'makrivit l'shamayim. We need to take the challah, the bread, which we eat, the gashmius, and be mafrish from it. Achelik l'shamayim. And we need to take the wool of a behemah and turn it into a mitzvah tzitzis. And with those schuyos, we'll be mahapach and misak in the whole world. And these are the schulers, Be'ez Hashem, these are the schulers with which Chal Yisrael will be zoicha to mayim, to gishmi brocha, and to panasa berevach, and to shmir, how much we need to shmir in our door, shmir from all the winds of technology and all the other marim bishin. And if we're mahadim mitzvah tzitzis, Rabbi Einstein will help, we should be zoicha to panasa berevach, and gishmi brocha, and shmir mikol atzdodim.
The miracle, the job is Eshkel Anovim, and the Yankel Anovim. So I think this Chayayin is a kapara for the miracle. And you should tell a layer as well.
Nanya covered, washed the clothes, cleaned the shirt.